I sat down at a harp pretty much just like this one. There's a bunch of different styles. And my teacher taught me the basic techniques of the right and the left hand. And you just kind of start by learning the form your hands need to be in and where your arms should be. And then you just build on that technique throughout. And technique always comes back with any instrument, but that you really learn it from there.
Do you need to... I'm wondering of the physicality of it. It must... I mean, your arms are up for a long time.
Yeah, the first time I played my Pittsburgh Concert Society full program, which is about like 25 minutes to a half hour all the way through, my arms killed me, and I never realized how much it is. But it doesn't honestly hurt that bad. It gets sore if my arms are up there the whole time, but practicing it doesn't bother me at all. It's just kind of easy because I can rest my arms on the soundboard and things like that, so it's not super straining.
How many strings are there?
Oh, there are 7 octaves. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Everyone always asks me that, and I never know it.
7 octaves is good enough, so that's quite a range.
Yes.
And then you're also working pedals, right?
Mm-hmm. There are 7 pedals, and it's not like the piano with sustains. Each pedal correlates to a different string, so if the C pedal is up, it makes all the C strings on the harp flat. And if it's down, it's sharp, and in the middle, it's natural. It's kind of confusing, but it's very cool because it's different than pretty much anything.
Yeah, it helps you achieve different keys, mm-hmm. I would imagine. And then you said something I've never thought about before, but the difference between the two hands. Of course, your left hand has a different purpose than your right hand. And is it a case, as with pianists, that you can't really adjust whether you're left-handed or right-handed? You just learn to make the hand dominant that needs to be dominant. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of hard because the left hand is used to playing the low notes. So it's usually I play slower, like chords, and then in the right hand it's the fast-moving stuff. So your right hand is usually more dominant. And
are you right-handed?
I am right-handed, so that does help. But actually, in the petite suite, the left hand has a lot of fast-moving parts and weird fingerings of what, like, fingers I should use. And that took me a while to get adjusted to because it was fast, and I don't really play as much left-hand fast, so it's kind of hard to figure out, like, where it needs to be accented and things like that.
I'll bet that was a hard piece to master. Have you thought about what you might like to do after high school? I know you've got a couple years to go.
I really am pondering a lot of different things. Harp, I can definitely see something in the future. I'm not sure necessarily a major, but definitely continuing with playing because it's something I really love to do and it's a lot of fun for me.
We want to thank your dad, who it says near his name here, Dad/Roadie. So I'm sure he helped. A harp is hardly a portable instrument, is it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it for what all I get to do.
Well, you sound great. Is there anybody else you would like to acknowledge or anything else you'd like to say before going into the other piece you have?
Well, I'd like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society. This was such a great opportunity to be able to come here and perform. And I would like to thank my teacher and my parents because they obviously do so much for me.
Well, I can't tell you how incredible you sound, and thank you for playing. Is this another part of the Watkins piece, or what have you picked?
This is probably one of my favorite pieces so far that I've played. It's very expressive. It's called The Minstrel's Adieu to His Native Land by John Thomas. It has 4 variations, and they're all different, so that's what I really like about this piece. But yeah.
Once again, with thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Juliana Mateo. Thank you. just beautiful. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope we'll get to see you again. And I just can't. You've got a lot of time left to keep playing in your teens. I mean, it's remarkable. Juliana Mateo Pentrafford High School is where she's from. And what's the name of your teacher again?
Gretchen Van Hoosen.
Gretchen Van Hoosen from the Pittsburgh Symphony. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes, thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, the Snappin' Bug String Band, coming up shortly. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I like the coffee, I like the tea, I like the java and it likes me. Coffee and tea, and the java and me. Cup, I will bring you your good morning coffee, could you smile. If not now, well then have a sip or two, and maybe while you can smile. But leave it up with the body, and don't go down, and I love you in the good morning and in the night. And every day I'm with you, wherever we are, I know I'm gonna be alright, it's alright. But little love with the body. It's morning time, baby. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. It's one of those gray, misty, chilly mornings. Hard to tell the sun is even up, but it is. Morning is here. Morning is broken, like the first morning. It's time to wake up and face another day in our troubled and confusing world. I know that's hard for you, my love. I know you have a hard time waking up in the morning. I myself, I wake up like a small boy every day, cheerful, happy, smiling, singing. And then by noon I feel fairly mature. By evening I'm in deep despair. I wake up the next day, I'm okay again. I know it's kind of the opposite for you, my love, which is probably why we get along as well as we do, especially along about early afternoon. But you know what I did this morning, baby? Even though it's cold out, I ran into the kitchen. I made you some coffee. Even though I'm kind of an Earl Grey type of guy myself. I like that tea. Coffee seems a little bitter to me, but you love coffee, and that's what love is all about. Learning to love what your lover loves. Getting as close as you can, anyway. And in spite of the way this song sounds, my love, I didn't make it in a percolator. You know I wouldn't do that to you. I know you're a coffee aficionado. You people don't even want to hear about percolators, no. I use the number 6 milliliter filter in the pour-through cone. I use those good dark French roast beans. I ground them up in a little grinder thing. I timed it when I was grinding them, just for you, my love. It's some good stuff. I got my finger down in there by that blade. Watch out, it's sharp. I got every fleck of that black gold out. I got it all into the cone. Put in a little half and half, because I know you like that. It's some good stuff. If you could just sit up now, and just try and open your left eye. Just work on your left eye. It's all downhill from there. Get your olfactory past your zone. Get a whiff of this stuff. Everything's going to be all right, baby. Really, it is. The sun is up. It's going to be a beautiful day. Here's your coffee, it may still be too hot, it is freshly brewed. And I'll just pour myself a cup and then I'm gonna crawl in with you, my old baby. Bobby's ready.
The Saturday Life Brigade, that was Craig Brown. Good morning, coffee. Thanks for being with us today. The Snappin' Bug String Band is going to be here shortly, and I'm sure excited for that.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Children have grown and have children of their own. I hear their voices echo still, and the old rocking horse sits quiet on the porch as we listen to the wishful whippoorwill. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, for all that is past is over, you know, and the future is but a dream. Thank you.
Well, we're working, and it's us, not them, on getting the Snappin' Bug String Band ready. They should be ready soon. You heard Debbie McClatchy and Bonnie Collick. The guitar work just now is Brooks Williams. This is Jacob Underwood now.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end. Whenever you pretend, remember anyone can dream.
This reminds me of old time days here for a lot of reasons. For one, I've got three old friends here in front of me. For two, it's never been more complicated. It shouldn't be this complicated, but it was and it is. But we're here. I want to get right to the music because You've got three men here who've been working for years preserving folk traditions of Western Pennsylvania. There's so many. We're going to talk a little bit. They've got a brand new CD coming out in the Baird series, and we'll talk about that too. But I want to get right to the music. Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Dave Christie. Here they are.
And we're going to start with a tune called
Chris Topple's.
Chris Topple's Old Dance Tune.
Oh, it sounds great. Worth waiting for. Who can tell me about Neighbors in the Cloud Land, which officially has its release today at 4 o'clock at Max's Allegheny Tavern. As long as you've got a mic in front of you, you can speak about it. Thank you, Dave, for the assist. And it looks like we're
Richard.
Going to Richard. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again for having us here. The Neighbors in the Cloudland, the phrase comes from a quote I don't have in front of me, but there's a folklorist named Henry Shoemaker, who was about a generation before Samuel Byard, from whom the collection we're playing. Shoemaker had a long kind of a call to folklorists around the turn of the last century, there was a phrase about collecting music, songs, and lore from our neighbors in the Cloudlands. So that's where we got the title.
And with Cloudlands is probably mountain folks, right?
I think that's what he had in mind. Yeah,
yeah, if you're up way on in the clouds. Mark, the fiddle work on that tune was exquisite. You all sounded great, but I was really enjoying the fiddle. When you find these songs, how do you learn how to play them? Is it all by ear? It must be a lot by ear, or I'm curious just about the process.
Well, we're playing these tunes that Sam Byard collected. It was a process he started back in 1928, and it was his summer vacation, and he would just visit fiddlers in the area. He started around California, PA, where his grandfather lived, and he would just maybe hitch a ride, and people would tell him, yeah, there's an old farmer up there and plays tunes. And he eventually collected tunes from over 100 fiddlers and fifers over the course of 35 years. And he annotated them. As these fiddlers would play the tunes for him, Byard would write them out, and they got published in his two books, and that's mainly where we draw our material from. So we're we're interpreting these tunes off the page without, sometimes without hearing them.
And that's what's amazing, Larry. Richard and Mark are some of the best musicians we have in Western Pennsylvania who've studied American folk melodies from Irish to, German, many different ethnicities, but they've heard the music from the old timers, and so getting them off the page does take some understanding, reading the music, and then being able to interpret it and bring it back to life, and they are exquisitely able to interpret it. I'm just amazed at them being able to do that.
I'm glad we're talking about this because it's like restoring a painting in some ways, right? Here was this music, and it was notated, and there's a lot of interpretation that you need to put in based on that, and you've got to have the context and the experience. And don't you just wish you could play it for folks who heard it when it was played, you know, originally, and get feedback, you know.
We hope that they would like what we're doing. We hope that they would like what we're doing.
Yeah, and I'm sure they would. I think they'd be overjoyed. What would you like to play next? I want to be sure we get plenty of music in.
I'm going to do a song, and this one actually is from one of the archive recordings. Byard had later on, when in his travels, he had he used a primitive recording device, and he recorded a number of ballads. This one is from Charles Brink of Smicksburg in Indiana County, who is one of the sources for a lot of songs. It's an old Northern English ballad, and like a lot of the Appalachian versions of these old ballads, it seems to start kind of in the middle of the story, so there's kind of intriguing. It puts you right in there without giving you a whole lot of context. But it's called Lady Isabella and the Elf Knight, and clearly the Elf Knight is a bad guy, but you'll see in the story how the Lady Isabella outfoxes him. Oft in the night, in the cold stormy night, and the truth I'll tell unto thee. He followed her up and he followed her down until her bedchamber came. She had not the wings for to fly away, nor the tongue to tell him nay. He said, go take of your father's gold, likewise of your mother's fee, and to your steeds from yonder stable where there stands 33. He set her on the nimble golden brown and lit on the dapple gray. And when they reached the far riverside, it was 4 long hours to the day. Light off, you pretty fair maid, light off of your horse, said he. For 6 king's daughters have drowned here, and the 7th you shall be. Is this the promise you made to me? Is this your promise, said she? Promised you'd take me to fair Scotland, and there you would marry me. Light off, you pretty fair maid, lay off those silken gowns, for they are far too rich and costly to rot in the salty sea. Light off, yourself, turn your face to the leaves of the tree, for you are far too wretched a villain for a naked woman to see. He turned his face to the leaves of the tree, turned his back to she. She trapped him around the small middle there, and she tripled him into the sea. Lie there, you false-hearted wretch, lie there instead of me.
For six kings' daughters you've drowned here, but the seventh drowned thee. She lit upon the nimble golden brown and led in the dapple gray. And when she reached her dear father's home, it was 2 long hours to the day.
Another great song from the Byard collection, Neighbors in the Cloudland, and there you heard singing and playing banjo, the great Richard Withers. Dave Christie is here. When I hear Dave laugh a little bit or cackle as they're playing, he didn't in that song, he did in the first one.
He always
one.
Cackles when we play.
It's great to hear you playing, Dave. I don't know, do you get out to play a whole lot?
No, and the pandemic sort of slowed down what little we were playing, but we were hoping this year we'll get out more and play.
I sure hope so. And the chance to see this trio today for the CD release party at Max's Allegheny Tavern right here on the north side, it's a great venue to be able to hear these fellows. It's not going to keep you out late if it starts at 4 o'clock. And you'll be able to enjoy music in kind of a living room, simple setting, much like I hope you're enjoying right now. What's next? What would you like to play? Another from the album, perhaps, or
yeah,
whatever you have?
We're changing a key here. Richard's retuning. We got a tune called Susan Lick the Ladle.
Susan Licked the Ladle.
Lick.
Oh, Susan Lick the Ladle,
Susan
a command Lick. To
yes.
Susan.
Susan Lick the Ladle. From Frank Lowry, he was a Fayette County fiddler. There were many fiddlers in that area that Sam Byard visited sometime before the 1940s. He visited around Dunbar, and there was many music families. It was a hotbed. There were the Martins, the Lowrys, the Hughes, the Briners, and that's where it was all happening. And Byard collected a lot of their tunes and published his first book, Hill Country Tunes, back in 1944.
How fortunate that he did this, that he collected music. And I didn't realize that he, in some cases, had recording devices to do it.
He started like in the late 40s, around 48 and 49. He had tapes.
Yeah, there would have been reel-to-reel recorders at that time.
And those have been posted on YouTube. There's a website from the Penn State Archives that you can go and listen to those tracks.
Gosh, you wonder if any more of those are hiding somewhere to find. Here again, Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Dave Christie. Thank you. beautiful, and I say hello to you from Larry, who lives in Elwood City, but right now is in jolly old England, listening online, and mentions how good you sound, and he wanted to be sure, this is Larry and Vanessa, that we said hello to you, Dave, and all three of you. And Bruce is listening in Ingram and says everything sounds absolutely wonderful, and he's enjoying just hearing the three of you playing this morning.
Thanks, guys. Glad to hear everybody out there in Cloudlands hearing the music.
That's right. Neighbors in the Cloudland, literally, when you're listening online, and it's just about tea time. Your show is at 4 o'clock Eastern, but I think it's around 4 o'clock in England right now, so there's a bit of confusion.
Perfect.
As to what's going on. And the CD release party, it's really an exciting opportunity to have this important piece of work in your library. You know, these days we talk about CDs and MP3s, and people often are not as interested in the physical product. I remember when Dave put out a cassette called Folk Songs of Southwestern Pennsylvania. I still have it, the bright blue. It's something I cherish because it really captures history in a way that matters. And the whole Bayard series, is this, how many have you done now? Is this, oh my gosh, six. I lose track. These are really important pieces of work that long after we're all gone, I think it's going to be really important that these are here along with the documentation. They're beautifully packaged. And I'm grateful that you were able to put this together.
Yeah, and the artwork, our cover art, all the albums are done by Kathy Borland. She had been an artistic director on the Mr. Rogers show.
Yeah, the art is great. Will you have the other CDs in the series today, too, at the release party?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. I want to be sure we get right back to some more music and take advantage of all these microphones and cables that we have you guys hooked up to. What would you like to do next?
We've got one called Pat Killed the Rat. Pat Killed the Rat.
Okay.
It's from a Greene County fiddler named James Taylor, and he got it from a fiddler named John Tustin. He was an older guy from down around Greene County. I can't say too much more about it. I think the tune is going to explain itself, maybe. I don't know. Thank you.
killed the rat from Neighbors in the Cloud Land, songs from the Bayard collection. I hope I got the name of that one right.
Pat you
killed
did.
The rat. We probably have time for two more. I'm trying to make sure we get as much music in as we can. What would you guys like to do next? If two more is not too many. I hope it's not too many.
Got to the last medley here.
Sure.
I just want to mention real quick, we're really looking forward to you seeing you at Max's in the north side in the afternoon. And with us, we've got Kathy Fallon, and you remember her from, she was really featured on one of our albums.
Yes.
And she's going to be playing a couple of versions of hymns that she's arranged for guitar, along with our good friend Vince Byrne, who's a terrific fiddler. So, and then Kathy joins us on one of the tunes we're doing.
Oh, that'll be terrific. And again, that's at 4 o'clock. If you don't know Max's Allegheny Tavern, it's one of the oldest establishments. It's on the north side on Swissman Street, easy enough to find. It's quite possible that these guys are going to play us out. So I'm going to thank them before I go any further. Dave Christie, Richard Withers, and Mark Tamsula. We've linked to the Snap and Bug website. I want to encourage you to take a look at it and see all the albums. It's so good to have you here. We've got a medley of sorts coming up, and what will we hear?
The first tune comes from Sam Walsh of Juniata. It's called The Fife Hunt. And the second tune is The Old Blackbird from Samuel Wiltrout, Fayette County.
Thanks for being here, and thanks to all of our guests today.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. It's 12 noon.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover,
Tommy James from Dayton, Ohio, here on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, and that's appropriate because this week I'm in Dayton, Ohio for the annual Dayton Hamvention. Ah, that's right, folks. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt to swing, your come loudly graduate of the Chet Kids of the Group 4 College of Jay Thurber at 1203. Much more music, Doc. Here to put some move in your groove, some dance in your pants, a little to rock and roll in your soul on this super salgal Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Please, no phone calls, because we are on the road at Dayton Hamvention. This is one of the largest, if not the largest, ham radio conventions in the world, and it has been canceled the last 2 years due to the COVID-19. You may have heard of the COVID-19. People are excited. The theme this year is reunion. We'll be talking to some of them later on in the show, and we'll also be featuring some artists here from Dayton, Ohio, so stay tuned for that. Sunny and hot today with a high near 92, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, cloudy skies, low of 66. We'll check your full-time forecast just about 15 minutes.
Everything lights up and it make you wanna shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh, now money won't bring you happiness, but